We're reading from the Book of Shamati, page 226. That's article 96. What is waste of barn and winery in the work? You can ask questions live via CAP TV, and selected questions will be aired. So that's page 226 in Shamati, article 96, what is waste of barn and winery in the work? A barn is small dinim judgments, as in hidden and not defiled. When he feels that he is in a state of goin, barn, meaning gil, stranger, in the work. A winery is female dinim, as in hidden and defiled. Yekev, winery, is considered nekev, foreman. And there are two kinds of sukkot. One, clouds of glory, and two, waste of barn and winery. A cloud is considered concealment when one feels the concealment over the kedusha, sanctity. If a person overcomes the cloud, meaning the concealment that one feels, one is thus awarded clouds of glory. This is called man de'ima, and it applies during the 6,000 years. Is it clear? Very simple. Definitions here are extremely confusing because we don't know what he's talking about. He's talking about some kind of monster, don't know what it is, another one and another one. He spoke about several. The clouds of glory and the winery and the barn. Simply, as a result of feeling that we're in concealment and we can overcome it, then we come to this new concealment in the new vessels that the light reveals for us. So, A, I do good deeds. As a result of doing good deeds, an all makif, surrounding light, is revealed, the surrounding light that works affects me, and then you could say that it opens a new desire, and in this new desire I feel darkness. Darkness means that spirituality is not appealing. It's not that I simply feel darkness. I'm also aware that this darkness is a new vessel, dark new vessel, in which I cannot respect spirituality, respect the soul. Meaning my descent is not in my feeling bad, but I want to feel a descent with respect of absence of honor and lack of appreciation for spirituality, not according to bitter and sweet, but according to truth and lie. Now I scrutinize and determine what darkness is. That I feel darkness, okay. But for me, darkness is spirituality. As a result, if I started to overcome, it is by the environment. And again, good deeds. Then I reach a state called clouds of glory, meaning I'm at. For the Om Akiv to start shining on me, and then as a result of gaining this exertion, by my exertion, I start feeling some kind of an illumination. Rav writes, illumination. Let's call it clouds of glory.
Now,
This darkness in it, I feel the waste of Golan and Yekev of the Barn Winery. Okay, so the waste of Barn Winery, and also the Gira. It is considered to be the this is called Mandeima, and it applies during the 6,000 years. It is considered a secret that still has not become a nature called literal. These are deficiencies and deficiencies that come from a person and rise towards the Bina, towards the Ima. I'm speaking in general and more or less. And this throughout the whole period that a person corrects his Kli, it works. 6,000 years, this is how we have to work till we correct all of our desires as much as we can elevate them in order to bestow. It's called 6,000 years of the world, meaning a person's desires, all the chagatnei, which he has to correct them, or divides into 2,000, 2,000, 2,000 chabad chagatnei. And when a person corrects all of them, it's called the time of the sustenance of the world. Afterwards, it's destroyed, because after he corrects all these stages and the second restriction, different limitations, not using the stony heart, afterward it is destroyed, and we move on to a greater correction. It's called Chad Chavuv. And the waste of barn and winery are called literal and nature, which is considered Man de Malchut, erected specifically through faith, called an awakening from below. This is an awakening of ours by which we arrange the study, the dissemination, and everything else. The main thing is one thing, the importance of the stone. That's all there is to it.
And Man of Ima is considered an awakening from above, which is not discerned as nature. Not discerned as nature, meaning it comes from above. We can't determine, it's not dependent upon us. It's above nature is above Malchut, yes? This means that with respect to nature, when one is not ready to receive the abundance, he does not receive any bestowal. However, from the perspective of the awakening from above, which is above nature, the light is indeed poured onto the lower ones by way of I am the Lord that dwelleth with them in the midst of their uncleanness. So, of course, there are influences which are not dependent upon man's work, that we must all advance in due time, let's say, or that each one, let's say, privately, some person advances according to some role that he has, and different calculations here. But we're usually speaking about with what's dependent upon us. Whatever is not dependent upon me, it's in the hands of the Creator, well, it's going to happen anyway. So, as written in the Zohar, even though he hath sinned, it is as if he did not sin at all. So, meaning, if it came from the Creator, and we're passed through all sorts of events, and what are we doing in this life, what things, it's all in order to reveal the vessel, one sinned, he did not sin, our calculations are not so... Well, we don't understand what's happening with each and every one. However, with an awakening from below, the light is not dispensed. Rather, precisely when one is qualified by nature, meaning by himself, this is called Man de Nukva, which he can correct through faith. This is called by himself, considering the seventh millennium, called and one is ruined, meaning that he comes in a methodical manner to his correction of vessels in the second 2,000 years, and he enters Chat Charuv into the third, last third, the state of Shabbat, as he corrected his vessels and enters a state which meaning he already comes from Malchut to Bina, as we say. All his vessels from ascended from Malchut and attached to Bina. Meaning that she has nothing of her own, considered Malchut. When this is corrected, one is awarded the 10th millennium, which is Gar. Meaning, we correct only in Vak, that's as usual clear to us in three lines. We don't use the Chokhmah from above below directly, rather only the Chassadim, or vessels of reception of the second restriction that are joining the vessels of Mistawul, that then we're receiving only by repulsion. The illumination of Chokhmah is from above below in the middle line. And then when we finish this, we come to the final vessels. Such a soul is found in one of 10 generations. This too, what is 10 generations? It's not our corporal generations. This has to do with the arrangement. Well, again, to 10 sefirot. It's like a... It's type of language that he writes here, 10 generations. However, there is the discernment of the 7th millennium from the perspective of the 6,000 years called particular, as the general and the particular are always equal. Once again, however, there is the discernment of the 7th millennium from the perspective of the 6,000 years called particular, as the general and the particular are always equal. But this is considered man of Ima, called clouds of glory. So, there can be an illumination to man in this too. And the purpose of the work is in the literal and the natural, since in this work he no longer has room to fall lower down, since he's already placed on the ground. This is so because he does not need greatness, because from him it is always like a new thing. How to explain this? He's always working on revelation of the new vessels. Just them he wants, again and again, to belong to bestowal. He has nowhere to fall to. He's always thinking only I want more and more to join in something, to add a bit more of something, to bestow. There's nothing to fall from. How can I say this? He's always in this inclination of giving. There's a lack of words here. As much as they are engaged in joining Malchut Bina, there's no descent, there's no falling. This guards a person like the mother guards a baby, so that the ascent and the descent would always be in, like, in its control, in her control. He would never fall. He falls in, meaning, you know how children fall. If a person would fall like a child, he would break his ass. Like, boom, like, you pick him up again and nothing, everything's great. Let's see you. You won't get up anymore. It's really like this, because nature is arranged such that if a person makes himself small, he always worries for smallness, and the greatness only comes to him from above as an obligatory state. Then there's no descent. In Chafetz Chesed, they can't be falling at all. How can that be in Ol Chasadim, in light of Chasadim? He's not in height. So in height, it's like it comes to him like by obligation. This means that he always works as though he had just begun working now, and he works in the form of acceptance of the burden of the kingdom of heaven above reason. The basis upon which he built the order of the work was in the lowest manner, and all of it was above reason. He's going in smallness. He's always worrying for smallness. It's not that he's worrying to always intentionally place himself in smallness, no. Like, if he gets an opportunity to rise and he wouldn't realize it, no. But he worries only for the increasing of the vessels of bestowal. And whatever comes along with that, according to some opportunities or his role, then he adds. But he doesn't search for them himself. The basis upon which he built the order of the work was in the lowest manner, and all of it was above reason. Only one who is a real fool can be so low as to proceed without any basis on which to establish one's faith, literally with no support. He worries only for this, how to be in bestowal above all the vessels of reception that are revealed, and actually demand knowledge. Additionally, he accepts this work with great joy, as though he had real knowledge and vision on which to establish the certainty of faith, and to that exact measure of above reason, to that very... Sorry. If he's in a state and he doesn't come from that state to happiness, it's not called that he's in a spiritual state. Spirituality is simply, we have to, like, you know, we can sign it. Like, oh, you're in happiness. So great, you pass on to a higher state. If in some state that you're in, you are not found in happiness, in awareness, enthusiasm, you don't finish it. You don't complete it. You even fall from it. You fall back. Because maybe you already begin to have some doubts about the spirituality. So in order not to give you the opportunity to speak bad about the Creator, so you're brought down, you're given more fogginess, darkness. But it's a sign of the degree that I've completed it, is that I came to a state that I have nothing in my vessels of reception. Instead of them, I'm interested in being in them only in vessels of bestowal. What's vessels of bestowal? There are no vessels of bestowal. The same vessels of reception that in them, now, I wish only to be above them, to bestow. Not that I receive on the intention to bestow, rather I desire to be above them. That's called katnut, smallness, and the sign that I want to be in this is happiness. If I truly want it. And then I completed this vessel and I can be added more additional desire. And in this I feel additional darkness in all my work in connecting this this darkness to Bina, Malchut to Bina, and then in this incorporation to come to this that Bina would rule. And that's how I come to happiness. And once more like this, until the burden is lifted, completed. And to that exact measure of above reason, to that very measure as though he had reason, hence, if he persists in this path, he can never fall. Rather, he could always be in gladness by believing that he is serving a great king. In this, surely, he's seemingly showing the Creator, yes? We're speaking with the Creator like it's some personality, some character, and I'm bringing him some happiness. Take, you know, like, this is human language. What am I doing? I'm like showing him that I prefer his attribute upon my own. I am respecting the attribute of bestowal upon the attribute of reception. I want to be adhered to Bina with all my empty vessels, and I feel it empty in them. It's not erased. Otherwise, it's not called that I ascended from Malchut to Bina. And then I wish to be adhered to the Bina that it should control me. That's called to be adhered. There are no ascents here. The ascent is called importance. The ascent upon the Malchut. The importance of bestowal over reception. I want this to control me. Despite that inside, I am left empty. I don't want to erase the sensation of the emptiness. Otherwise, I'm in a thickness of zero, and there's no reward. The sensation of thickness remains in me. The lack is like the stomach, like making noise. Upon this, a person, let's say, is sick, and he's told, you know, if you don't eat 10 days, you'll be healthy. So on one hand, he's suffering. On the other hand, this is called the body suffering and the soul is happy. These are two contrasting matters. They do not cancel each other. So a person holds both of them, between them, and this is called the middle of Tiferet. It's between the upper part and the lower part, let's say. He holds himself in this way, and he has a bit of an inclination toward bestowal. This is called that he joins the left to the right. Now, in this, there's truly all sorts of states. There is a state that one feels that he cannot fill himself. There is not in what to fill himself. And upon this empty stomach, he prefers to be in control of bestowal. And he's always checking and determining that he wants to be in the attribute of the dominance of bestowal. That the bestowal should dominate him, that Bina should bestowal. And then it's possible for him to begin to receive fulfillments. And he doesn't want them. He repulses them. He repulses them. And he wants to remain empty. Because he's afraid that if they enter him, he won't be able to respect the spirituality, the bestowal. Because that's how he respects this spirituality. With respect to what? With respect to the pain, the pain in the stomach, the empty vessels. And this way he'll have not from where to respect spirituality. Where will he know that he's respecting it from? So, if there comes to him this new opportunity, receive them. So, it's all allowed, it's okay. It's repulsed.
After comes the stage that after he rejects these lights, and in order to stay empty, to nonetheless respect the Bina, bestowal. Let's say he finished the stage, then he has an opportunity, he's being told, no, you have no choice. I have no choice, I must fulfill my vessels of reception, and upon this, to respect bestowal. Meaning, he already fulfills different kelim of reception. Vessels of reception that have already received within themselves this inner coating of bestowal. And then he doesn't feel that he fulfills those previous desires, but he's fulfilling, and although he's fulfilling his vessels of reception, but his vessels of reception are in style, they're different from before. They already feel the fulfillment in a very different manner. They are covered from on the inside. They're coated, better to say, with the importance for bestowal from the time that he did not want the fulfillment. And in short, there's stages here. We'll go through them And this is how we work. What do I want to say? Several things. The opposite feelings, they always remain, and we learn how to cope with them and to constantly be in between them, not to erase one by the other like a child. The greater the gaps between the lights and the vessels, and in the middle you have the masach, the screen, the stop, the greater a person is. And to always make sure, on the one hand, I feel my kli, my empty kli, my vessel's reception, and this way I guard it. And on the other hand, I want the quality of bestowal to control me. That's it. And these two opposite things, they remain. It is the meaning of the verse, "The one lamb thou shalt offer in the morning, and the other lamb thou shalt offer at dusk, according to the meal offering of the morning, and according to the drink offering, therefore." This means that the gladness that he had while he was sacrificing his sacrifice, when it was a morning for him, as morning is called light, meaning that the light of the Torah was shining for him in utter clarity. In that same gladness, he was making his sacrifice, meaning his work, even though for him it was like evening. Sacrifice means that a part of the will to receive, I'm going to correct a part of it in order to bestow. This is called a sacrifice, when I cut off from my beast and I bring it to the work of man, the work of man. Kohen, it's called bestow, the degree of Bina. The great Kohen, it's a bit more than that. Bina included in Chochmah. And the Malchut is called a beast. Zeranpin is called man. The Malchut included. And then Zeranpin is ascended to the Bina. This is the work of sacrifice. As we elevate the parts of Malchut to the Bina, this means that we bring sacrifice. We bring the Malchut closer to the Bina. So both in the evening, also in the morning, both when it shines and it doesn't shine, both when it's in ascent, like in the morning, and descent, like it's in the evening, in all those times, we try. We try, and regardless of the inner state in which I am, I try to bring myself closer, meaning to try and keep this constant dynamics with respect to bestowal. This means that even though he did not have any clarity in the Torah and the work, he still did everything gladly. Since his sins, he worked above reason. Hence, he could not measure from which state the Creator drives more contentment. Afterwards, he'll come to know this in the future, when he'll be an equivalent of four. For the time being, it's forbidden for him, because then he'll start referring in the work accordingly to different discernments, and that's not good. He has to know that actually in each and every state, if it's on the way to correction each and every moment, this ends, this ends, doesn't matter what. Like we see with the small children, they try, and it doesn't matter if they succeed or not, it's not important for us at all. What is important for us is their effort. As a result of the effort, they grow. And this is the meaning of Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya preaching. A kind of matter. Matter means without reason and knowledge. An ear that heard on Mount Sinai will not steal. This means not receiving anything for oneself, but assuming the burden of the kingdom of heaven without any gadlut, greatness, but entirely above reason. Theft, it means that before me, a kli which I can sanctify and elevate to Bina, is revealed, and then I receive in it in order to receive. This is called theft. To receive in order to receive in my vessels, to want to do it. You can't do it because spirituality is impossible to do, but you want to do it, and it's called theft. Why is it called theft? Because actually, in all your kelim, you must bestow, give to the others. And instead of this, you receive for yourself. So it's called theft. This is the whole precept of do not steal. And what does it mean, an ear that heard on Mount Sinai the Ten Sefirot? It means that here we have received it on the degree of Bina, hearing, and we must, these ten commandments, they include all the laws, the 613 desires, as we've received it on the degree of Bina. We have to gradually elevate them to that very state, that stage of realization. And he went and stole some illumination for himself, meaning he said, now I can be a servant of the Lord, because I already have reason and knowledge in the work. Till we finish the work, on the way that a person knows what it is, he always goes above reason and he never uses reason. What does it mean? That he does not receive in the Malchut. In the vessels of reception, this is called Da'at. The light of Chokhmah, which spreads in the vessels of bestowal, it's called Da'at. But it is always attracted to the light of Chasadim. When will it reach such a state? Doesn't know. It's not his concern. We never know when do we finish the correction of our vessels, to which extent does our soul have to expand. Meaning how many egoistic desires did I have that I have to correct, and then as a result I compose the soul from all the good, from all the evil I put together the good, all in all. There are no other kelim. The Creator has created only one will to receive. He broke it, and all of our future soul, it is broken. Now I have to correct it. So what's the height or the extent of the correction? 90%, 95%, 99%, I don't know in advance. I also never know which part am I receiving now. A kli that I don't finish its correction, it's like infinity before me. I can't digest it if I haven't corrected it, and it already becomes as an inner kli for me. And then turns out that a person always has to go in faith above reason, only in the vessels of bestowal. Yes? And I understand that it is worthwhile to be the Creator's servant, and now I no longer need faith above reason. Never, ever can such a thing occur. That the power of faith, that we will no longer need it, the power of Bina, the power of the Creator. And he tells us about that, that he was sold to the court. Court refers to man's reason and knowledge, which judge a person's actions, whether or not they are worth doing. Sold means that he has become a stranger in the work of God, that the mind comes and asks him the known question, what mean you by this service? And it only comes from the angel of stealing, having received some support to the discernment of faith. Hence he comes and wants to cancel the support with his questions. But this is only for six. Meaning, he was sold for 6 years, considered male dinim. Questions. This is a bit too much all at once. So, how can a person, while he has not yet corrected his kelim, and this awakening, this uplifting shines on him. What is our work then? That it shines, that it's in the will to receive, and it's obvious that I want all the bestowal within the will to receive. Investing in the work with the group. Investing in the group work. Your kli is built nonetheless out of the vessels of others. Besides a spark, besides a point, you have nothing of your own. Let's say you're like a cell in the general body. What can you with your one cell, what can you do with your one cell? How can you revive the body? How can you feel something in it? Nothing. You have to find a connection with the other cells. This is the general system. All of reality is actually one body, which is called Adam. All of reality, this is how it's called, Adam. So you have to connect to it. You can't connect to the light. The light is a phenomenon in this body. Light that you feel in the spiritual body is called light. The source of this light is called Creator. The deeper recognition, but all of this is felt in the kli. And the kli are the rest of the souls, or all the rest of these small desires that yearn for spirituality. If you will not connect to them, you will never feel life, the spiritual vitality. You won't even be able to reveal the Om Akif, because the Om Akif is the light in them, all of them connected together. Meanwhile, towards you, it's Makif, because you can't reveal it as inner light. But it's the same light. There's no Makif and Pnimi surrounding an inner. We always work with respect to the world of Ensof. You heard that an Iman rises to Ensof. What does this mean? That we are always in one state, which is whole, full. The light and the vessel, everything's there. And we're in it. The thing is that to the extent to which I yearn to reveal this general state, both in lights and vessels, then I reveal it. I yearn for it. Like a child who wants to be a grown-up. In this perfect state, in the third state in which all of us are in the world of infinity, there the vessels, they're all in bestowal, in connection between them in respect of bestowal and arvut. This is the law between them. The impression from this state is called light. The feeling from the connection, from the connection. There's nothing that comes from the outside, but the feeling of connection. What we have as a result of this feeling upon the ego in which everyone connects, it is called light. This is the quality they feel that exists in their kelim. The kli is incapable of receiving something from the outside. The kli is incapable of receiving anything from the outside. It is capable only of feeling itself. Its inspiration, the vibrations, this is what it could feel. What does it mean that one thing enters the other? Mechanically, I know, in our world, this is how it happens. But altogether, in desire, nothing enters nor leaves. It's always he himself who changes within his inner feeling. This means his fulfillment. One does not penetrate the other. There's no such thing. So the kelim that start to refer differently to the other, they feel that something fulfills them. Their feeling towards the others fulfills them. as a result of building this attitude towards the other, and this attitude towards the other feels as if the other fulfills them by something. It doesn't fulfill, nothing comes from the other. But because I've built a connection to the other, now I feel as if he became in me, as if as a result, then I feel that I receive from him. I receive from myself constantly, it grows from within. Consciousness upon consciousness, feeling upon feeling. Well, I wanted to say only one thing. That everything is within a person. It depends how he concentrates himself with respect to the quality of bestowal towards the environment. Let's move to the next part of the lesson.